The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
You know what I found? I found something that maybe you're interested in.
John Fisher. Oh, Lord.
West Monasterian, which means Westminster, I guess.
Yeah, West Monasteriensis.
The canonization of...
the Blessed Martyrs, Cardinal John Fisher, Bishop of Rochester, and Thomas More, the Chancellor of England.
Okay, in Latin, I'm reading here. Canonizationis Beatorum Martyrum...
Cardinalis...
Johannes Fisher...
Episcopi Rofensis...
and Thomas More, Tomae...
Tomae More, More, whether More... Cancellarii Angliae.
Why does it start with super dubio? Super doubt?
Yeah, this is, when they're asking a question.
So
and
a
because the doubt is in the next line with these letters here. Whether a commission should be assigned of resuming the case at hand and for the effect about which we are talking. That's the doubt. God, it should be resume or undertake once again the case of canonization of these people. And then he goes on, of course, he has to say, yes, of course, but...
this happened on the 18th of June, 1930. So, inter beatos martyris Angliae, quae gloriosi titulus sanctorum insula appellabatur.
Okay, among the Blessed Martyrs of England, which used to be called the Island of the Saints, with a glorious title. Two illustrious men shine forth like stars.
Stelle,
certainly.
Refulgent. Due illustrus vire tamquam stelle
refulgent. Oh, is that good? Okay, among all the Blessed Martyrs of England, you see one in the high degree of ecclesiastical hierarchy, because he was a bishop, and constituted in the Episcopal order, John Cardinal Fisher, Bishop of the people of Rochester.
I suppose Cardinal wrote this, no? Someone called Cardinal Laurenti.
Heaven's sakes.
But would this have been written in Latin by the cardinal's office, or would there be in those days? You would have been out of a job.
I mean, we do these things every day.
Do you?
I was doing the canonization of, I don't know what, Spanish martyrs in the Civil War, just this morning. So, I mean, these are flunkies, secretaries who do this stuff.
You're a flunky. You describe yourself as a flunky.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just blah, 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 blah.
What's a flunky in Latin?
Oh, it's naquam. Naquam. A worthless guy is a flunky. It's naquam.
Anyway, if you go down the page, it strikes me how they have a little bit of a biography of Thomas More.
Certainly.
Who was born in London, Londini Natus.
Anno 1480.
Oxoni.
Pius Oxonii Educatus. Educated in Oxford.
Why are there two I's on Oxonii?
Because it's what they call the locative. Oxonii in Oxford. Pious from his childhood, and so on and so on. Praebat fidelibus super abbot Chelsea. He was taking the lead in front of all the faithful of his parish in Chelsea.
A man for all seasons.
Well, yeah, certainly.
How do you say a man for all seasons?
Omnibus temporibus viraptus. Oh, I can say it better than that. You saw the movie and so on.
Yes.
And his daughters and Henry comes up there.
They speak about Henry VIII.
Daughters go out into the water and say, "Oh, salve me rex." And they address Henry VIII in Latin. When he came up on his barge up to Chelsea.
How'd you say Henry VIII came up on his barge?
Chelsea am venit in vicula sua Henricus Rex.
In this text, if you turn that page and you go to the first paragraph here, they speak about Henry VIII. Paulo post Rex Henricus
Octavus.
Anyway, my Latin is, as you know, very limited, but I can see that his wife, Caterina, was irritas et sacrilegia.
No, be careful. No. Henry VIII, who, while his legitimate wife, Catherine, was still living, Tentaverat had tried invalid and sacrilegious marriage with Anna Bolena, when he had not been able to obtain the approval of his crime, nor of a divorce, nor of new matrimony. So on and so on. De facit, this is in line 5, he fell away from the Catholic religion and from obedience toward the Roman pontiff.
Religione cattolica et ab obedientia
erga Romanum pontificem de facit.
Et rebellionis vexillum
erected, and he set up a flag of rebellion.
Sub quos subditos.
Subditos suos, cum nefando et credeli sue religion potus abusu militare coage. Under which flag he forced subditos suos, his subjects, to fight with unspeakable nefando, an unspeakable and cruel abuse of his royal power. And that's why he says this doubt here at the end here. Affirmative.
If affirmative seo signanda.
Namely that a commission should be designated of the resumption of the case if it will have pleased his holiness. So that was the end of the doubt. Should we reopen the case of canonization for these two guys? And of course he says, yes, his holiness consider this a good thing, and so forth and so on.
Who was Pope Pius
the 11th in 1930.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.